Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Awesome. I'm good. I'm really good. Thank you so much for asking. I wish the weekend was longer, but that's okay.
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
I'm like, man, why does it feel like a Monday? But thank you for asking. I have to say, you have a great name. That's my dad's and my husband's name. So,
well, yeah. All right.
My husband says it means pillar of strength, but what does he know?
Yeah.
So, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know, Anthony, that you've been talking here with Lulu, and she does a really great job, you know, explaining the outline of the program. And, in fact, she mentioned to me that you just bought the business, right, from your former boss. So congratulations on the new business for you. I know the business has been around a little bit longer, but this is exciting. Do you mind if I ask you, what are you currently doing right now to market the business? Is it a lot of word of mouth?
Mostly it's word of mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you started any type of marketing for it, or just kind of?
The only other thing that I've been working with and looking into is what's called Angie Leads.
I'm familiar with them. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients. Okay, and that's something you recently started?
Correct.
Okay. So you probably don't even have your leads turned on yet. I'm assuming you're probably still going through the process still, or?
I am, yes, I'm still working on that process, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're a great, great directory. We work with a lot of their clients. What we do, Anthony, is going to be complete opposite, right? You might be doing their pay-per-lead program or their opportunities. What we do is we generate live calls that will come directly to you from potential clients who are in need of your services, that are performing that live search on Google. So there'll be live calls coming directly to you, but we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. In fact, what we do is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contracts because we prefer to earn your business month in and month out. Make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay.
So far.
All right. Now, as I was, you know, skimping through the notes here, Lulu mentioned that you target roughly about a 30-mile radius, no more than that, for potential clients. You keep it within the 30 miles. Your work is mainly residential. However, you do take on some small commercial, she put. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Now, when it comes to carpentry work, I mean, I know that that's a pretty broad, you know, category, right? What is your, like, what type of carpentry do you do, like, custom furniture? Are you focusing on just framing, cabinets? Not, like, what's your specialty?
Framing and finishing rooms, finish work.
Okay.
Those are the two biggest, I would say. Cabinets, sure. Building furniture, not so much.
What about walk-in closets? Or, like, you know, those built-in closets, should I say? I'm all walk-in. I meant built-in closets. Do you do those?
I can do those, yeah.
Okay. Now, also, when I did a quick search for the company by name, it'll actually show me where you're appearing at online, right? And what I found is that there's also a Google Business profile page. Is this something that you did on your own, or was that the previous owner?
I actually started working on that profile page.
Well, good job. Good for you. You know, that's the first step, right? So what we do is the programming that goes behind that. So great job on that. I'm glad that you did that. Perfect. And then now, do you also use Facebook?
I don't, yes, there is a Christian Brothers Facebook page, I believe.
There is. There's one that I found and it says Paul Dibden.
Yeah, that is my former boss, yes. So I haven't done anything with that since.
Do you have access to this one? Okay, he created it. Okay, so then obviously you would need your own Facebook.
I do have access to that, and I can.
Oh, you do? Okay. So this phone number, the 207-215-7073, is that his number?
Correct. That is his number. So I probably need to get on there and change that.
Just update it to
him. I haven't messed with the Facebook part too much.
Okay, but that's good that he gave you access to that.
Yeah, I do have complete access and the ability to do whatever
changes
needs
to that.
Be done there. So.
Okay.
Right.
Now, are you still using the same business logo, which is the Christian Brothers Carpentry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right now, yes. Yep.
Okay. I love the logo, by the way. I'm a believer as well. Okay. So here's the package that I want to offer you, Anthony, to get started with. It's our platinum package because this package, it would include both Google and Facebook marketing. I'm going to offer it to you at our new in business rate because I know the business has been around for quite some time, but you just recently purchased the business. So you're a new business, okay? You would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. Now, it will come with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's just for your programming. The initial investment would be $348 to get it started. You pay $249 every month after that with no contracts, month to month. Okay? Now, what this would include is us taking your page and optimizing it to the first page. So we'll maintain you there by your keywords and your search terms. We also do content creation on Bing. We submit you to Apple Maps. And then we do Facebook advertising. Anytime, Anthony, that someone does a search on Google for your services, and let's just say they didn't call you, but now they're on their Facebook page and they're looking through pictures or stories, they would see your ad appear. And this is also going to help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique where you could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, when they click on that ad, they would be calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. And then there's no website out there, right? There's not one that I'm missing. I didn't come across one.
No, I don't. I don't have one. No.
That's okay. I would include a website for you at no additional cost. We'll build you a website. We'll host it and we'll maintain it and we'll attach that website where you're being listed. So now that they can see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company as well. And then we also include what's called the mobile platform. So whenever someone's performing the search using their iPhone or their Android or their tablet, well, they would find your company listed on that first page of Google immediately. Basically, what this package would be doing is covering all of your bases. And that's what you would be looking at month to month with no contracts.
Okay.
Now, I noticed on the Google Business profile, there's a 932 West River Road. Is that like your home address by chance?
I've tried to fix that, and it won't switch.
That's okay. We would actually hide that address. It's okay. We'll help you with that. We'll actually make sure that the address is hidden only because you're what's considered a home office, right? It's not like anyone comes to buy products from you or pick out tile. So we call it a home office. And Google they don't want your home address showing, right? We don't need anyone showing up at your house. So we would hide the address.
Right.
So don't worry about that. We would take care of that. Basically, you hold the ownership to the profile page. We're just listed as managers. So that way we can optimize it and manage it on that first page. Okay. So that would definitely be one of the things that we would do is hide the address. Also, keep in mind that, of course, if someone's looking for a carpenter, right, they're going to find you listed on that first page of Google right away. However, if they're looking for framing or, finishing or any of the other services that you offer, Well, they'll also still be able to find you on the first page of Google. And I say this because, Anthony, you can use multiple keywords just as long as they're the services that you offer. Okay? And you can change them at any time. However, excuse me, I will say the beauty of the program is that this will come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're not just having to take our word for it, Anthony, that the program is working. In fact, you'll be able to see what phone calls you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You can see how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. If you want to go in there and add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, okay, you can do so. And that'll always be with the assistance of an account management team. So, in fact, you will have a team here that is dedicated to your account that will assist you with all of this, okay? However, it does start with me. I am what's considered the lead on the account, okay?
Yeah.
So, like I mentioned, it's a month-to-month program. I mean, there's absolutely no contracts. We like to earn your business, but we'll ask you to commit to at least 2 months, so we'll call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly, okay? If you ever decide you want to part ways, we're just going to ask, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge, and we just part as friends. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, you want to give it a shot? That way we can prove it to you? It's okay.
I do want to give it a shot. Yeah, I don't. It's just hard to know
who's legit and who's not. It's okay.
Please.
No. I won't. I promise you. I got thick skin.
But so many people call for so many things, and I'm trying to figure out how.
You're like, what the heck?
Who am I paying? What am I paying?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Listen, Anthony, I get it 100%. You're going to laugh when I tell you this, right? My husband has to do traffic school, okay, because he got a ticket. First ticket in his life for speeding, and he's 50, going to be 54, okay? So he has to do traffic school, and I was getting it all set up online. Do you know how hard it took me to hit the submit button to make the $49 payment? I'm going to tell you why, because I'm, like, making sure, like, okay, wait a minute. I'm on the right site, right? You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, because, and I totally get that. I called the school twice. The girl's like, well, you could either do it on the phone with me or you can go online and set it up, whatever's easiest for you. I said, okay. It's a secure site, right? She goes, it is a secure site. I called her twice. Okay, I just want to make sure it's $39.95, right? So $40. She's like, yes. So I'm going through it, and I still was like, okay, before I hit submit, I just want to make sure I filled out everything. I'm reading everything, you know, so I get it. I totally get it, Anthony. One thing that I will tell you about us, okay? First and foremost, I send you everything in writing, okay? It's all noted there because this is a promotional rate that I'm offering you. What that means is that the price isn't going to change on you, okay? It means that you're grandfathered into that rate so that whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, your rate's going to be the same at the $249 a month, okay?
Yeah.
Now, also, for your protection, I walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording, okay? Now, what this does is it outlines our service agreement. It goes over the billing date, the amount. It'll state that this is a two-month verbal agreement. It'll state that it's a recurring charge. And your recurring charge would be always the 28th of each month that you're with us. And it'll say in the amount of $249. It's also going to state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel your account, all we ask from you, make sure that you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge on the 28th. We part as friends. We're not going to hold you hostage, okay? I know this is bad when I say this. It's not like a marriage, and now you need to find a divorce lawyer to leave me. And I know it's bad that I say that because I'm married. But I just want to be, I mean, that's how straightforward it is, okay? We would rather part as friends then hold you hostage, and we don't charge a cancellation fee. Your profile page is still yours. You hold the full ownership of it, even the Facebook page. even when we're managing it, okay? Because we're just managers. But we're optimizing you and we're posting and maintaining you on that first page, but you still hold full ownership to that page, okay? So that's how it all works, right? And again, we prefer to earn your business month in and month out, because as long as you're making back what you're investing with us and you're making, I mean, obviously we want you to make more than that. Whoever cancels on profit, as long as you're making money, right? So we're still earning your business month in and month out.
That's right.
And I know, trust me, I know we're not the first ones who have called you, and we probably won't be the last, right?
No, it took me a while to do Angie Leeds, too. I was like, is this really from Angie Leeds? Who am I talking to? What's going on, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of, I get the hesitation, and I totally get that. And listen, I am not here to pressure you, okay? I will be always transparent and very straightforward. That's just the way I am. I don't do it to pressure people or to be rude in any way whatsoever. I like being 100% transparent, okay? I'm like that even in my personal life, and I think that's why sometimes my kids get annoyed with me, because I don't sugarcoat it for them. I tell them like it is, you know? I just can't do that. And it's different with your kids too, you know? I mean, you don't want to, especially, but I mean, that's just how I am. I did, there's a couple of things. So I just sent you a text message to your phone. I'm hoping you do get messages on the number that we're speaking on. Okay.
Yeah.
So that has my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Okay. Now we are based out of Fountain Valley, California. So we're on Pacific Coast time, right? I think we're, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, 3 hours behind you. Okay. I'm also sending you this link. Now, if you can open it up, this link is actually going to show you our pricing page. Okay. I don't want you to be alarmed when you see those prices. Okay. Because those are the original rates. Those are not the rates that apply to you. So this link, it'll say pricing page. Okay. The package, and it kind of gives you the breakdown about us, how we help you generate more leads. Now, we call them leads, but they're not leads like Angie's leads. We call them leads, but these are actual live calls that'll come to you from potential clients that are finding you on Google. Because with Google, it's a click to call. They click on your phone number. They are calling you directly. They are not calling Local Splash, okay? We're not promoting our company there, you know, so that way we can get the phone number and then say, hey, here you go. Okay. It doesn't work like that. Now, also you'll see in there. Go ahead.
Yep. No, I don't want to interrupt you, but at the same point. So these calls, there are going to be a certain type of business hour, right? I would have hoping.
Well,
like,
what
I'm not
we
gonna
do
get
is
calls at 2 a.m., am I?
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Now, I'm not going to lie. I've heard from some of Angie's clients, right, that the other clients of ours, too, that they tend to get, like, a call at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, right, like a lead that'll come in. It's not – which is – I don't want to say that it's not a bad thing, but at least it's not a phone call. With your Google Business profile page, I mean, keep in mind, it has your business hours on there, right? Typically, people might call you an hour or two after, you know, like I think on yours it says you close at 6. It has you listed Monday through Friday, 7 to 6. Now, that's not to say someone probably won't call you at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, right? But typically, people when they and typically, no one's going to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning from seeing your, you know, your profile on Google. That's just like an... That would be like anything. I would kind of question, why are you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? There's definitely probably someone I don't want to do work for. Just a little weird. But, I mean, no one's going to call you at that time. I've never, honestly, as long as I've been working here at Local Splash, and I'm going on 7 years, okay, I have yet to hear a client complain that they got a phone call at like some odd hour, right? Aside from that, their work hours. Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, that's, I've never, ever, as long as I've been here, I've never heard anything like that. I've heard Angie's getting a lead at that hour, but not, I mean, not even 2 o'clock, someone receiving a lead at 4 a.m. But again, it's a lead that's coming in. You don't have to call them until when you decide, okay, I'm up now and now I'm going to call, you know. Yeah. I would never even call someone back at that time. You know, that's just kind of like, if I got a lead at that hour, I still wouldn't even call at that hour only because, you know, you just don't know who it is, right? Or, I mean, there's like certain phone times. Okay. For example, we're in California, but when we have a position that's available, like in our same time zone, we cannot call until after 8. I prefer not to call until like 8:30 because there's a certain time by law they cannot call you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. FYI. Yeah. Yeah. Especially with businesses. So now also on that pricing page, if you look at it, what it shows you is that we've been in business 19 years, right? I mean, we've helped over 10,000 businesses with their online marketing. So we've been doing this quite a long time. In order for us to be a channel partner to Google, Anthony, we had to meet Google's requirements too. You know, we had to jump through their hoops, demonstrate ad skills, net spend, get our technicians highly trained and certified. And that's why Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. The package that you want to look at that I've offered you is the, under the SEO packages, is the one that says Platinum. Yeah. Now, if you look at it, I mean, yeah, the original rate is pretty expensive.
$5.99
a month.
Yeah.
That's the original rate. And then $2.99 is the setup fee. Now, because you're a new business and we know with new businesses, I say the first two, sometimes even 3 years, first 3 years, you're doing a lot of investing, right? A lot of money is going out into getting the company going. Although this company has been around for a while, but you just recently bought
it. There hasn't been a lot of investing. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of investing in this. I know there hasn't.
Right. Yeah. And so you've had to now start it. So that's why I'm able to bring down your rate to the $249 a month, which again is a price that's never going to go up on you because you're grandfathered into that rate. And then the $299 setup fee, I knocked off $200 off of that. So that's why it's just a one-time $99 setup fee. That I send to you in writing and in email so that you have it there. And it's right in the voice verification again for your protection. So. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Any questions? Any concerns?
Nope. I'm feeling pretty comfortable so far with everything.
Now, I also want to send you this just to kind of give you an idea of the layout of the website, right? So the websites that we create...
Sure.
They're called a My Site. And the reason that they're called a My Site is because you also have the ability, if you wanted to go in there, move some photos around, you know, maybe change some content. You also have the ability to do that too. Or we do it all for you because it's included in our services, right? But we also create it in a way for the business owner that likes to be a little bit of hands-on, okay? Now, the sites that we create have the automatic SEO settings, which helps with your ranking, okay? We can even add videos on there. If you took a video of a project that you did, we can add a video. We could set it up if your clients want to go on there and book appointments with you through that site. We can also do that as well. But if you don't, and I know you have the logo, so we would definitely, you know, make sure that your logo's on there too. I love these sites because whether you're looking at it from an iPhone, from a tablet, or from the desktop, it will adjust to the device that you're looking at it from. I just sent you one so it doesn't look distorted. You know what I mean? And it loads up quickly. It's friendly. It's like user-friendly, right? So it's easy to, you know, maneuver through. So I sent you a link on that just to kind of give you an idea of how the layout looks. We could even add reviews on there from your previous clients that would show on that site.
Mm.
Did you get that link?
I am. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it came through or not. I thought maybe he's still waiting for it to come through. Okay.
No, sorry. It did come through. And
oh, no, it's okay. Good. And see how it has like the drop down for the services. Aside from the carpentry, is there anything else that you do, Anthony?
I mean, I do a little bit of variety of everything, but as far as it's mostly carpentry, we'll just stick with that.
Okay.
Now, I'm assuming if things update and I change it, how would that work?
Great question.
Would I be able to add that to this site?
Oh, absolutely. Let's say later on you're like, you know what, I want to start doing, I want to try to get some bathroom remodels, right? Or maybe I want to do some hardwood flooring, okay? Just let us know.
Well, actually, I do.
Oh, you do the hardwood
flooring? I do remodeling and flooring. I actually probably do more of that than the framing. I do frame, but I do remodeling a bit more.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that I mentioned this because here's the thing, okay? You could be found for multiple keywords just as long as they're the services that you offer, right? You can change them at any time. Okay, let's say later on down the road, you're now doing tile, right? We can add that on the website as well as under your keywords. So you can change them because we know sometimes your areas of focus might change, right? Again, let's say right now you just wanted to focus mainly, I just want to focus on, you know, remodels, carpentry work, as well as the hardwood flooring. Okay, but let's say later on down the road, you're like, you know what, now I want to start doing stucco and plastering, right? Can we add those in? Absolutely.
Okay.
So you can make those changes at any time. It's not additional cost.
I can.
Additional cost. We just want, you're like, that's what I was hoping to hear. Yeah, it's no additional cost. This is all part of our services. The only time that your price will change, I will tell you is this. If you said, you know what, I want more money allocated to my Facebook ads because from that $249, we're taking $100 of it that we allocate to your Facebook ads. And this is why I say you will never incur click fees because you're paying a flat rate to us. We incur that charge, okay, not you. Now, if you said, I want $500 going to my Facebook ads, then yes, you're going to pay the difference, right? Or if you said, I now want to include Google ads. Google ads are more expensive, okay? So then if you were upgrading your package, then yes. Then that's a different story. Then, of course, your price would change then. But just to kind of give you an idea, like if you later on wanted to add in Google ads, it's an additional $300. I don't recommend that you do it now, okay? No. I feel this package that I will tell you, this package that I'm offering you is the best package for you to start with. Even before you did Google ads, I recommend Facebook only because I've seen our clients have really great success. And don't get me wrong, Google ads, they work. They're really good, but you got to invest money in them. Okay. And that would be offered to you if you told me I'm covering 100-mile radius. I have to hit 100 miles. And I would tell you, okay, well, we got to go.
I'm not capable of that right at the moment.
No. And I would never even recommend it to you anyways, even as a new business. This is where you need to start with this package. Okay?
Right.
So all I need is 1% of your trust. Let us earn the other 99%.
Okay.
Okay.
I can give you 1%.
Okay. You're like, okay. Yeah, and like I said, it's a month-to-month program. We'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. But again, if you need to cancel or you need to pause it, you call us 3 business days before that billing is due, and we part as friends. Simple as that. Okay?
Okay.
What's the best email for you? Because I'm going to send you the package in writing to show you the price, so this way you know it's not going to change. Is what I quoted you. So what's the best email for you, Anthony?
Christian Brothers Carpentry 81 at Gmail.
Now, is it Brothers spelled out or B-R-O-S?
Brothers spelled out.
Okay, so Christian Brothers Carpentry 81 at gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what you're going to be receiving right now, there's going to be these two emails. Okay, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. Okay, and that's the one that I told you that'll show the $249 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. Okay, and then it shows that the website is included in that as well. Okay, so let me send you that. Give me one second here. Now, this second one that you'll also be receiving, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that one does is it just gives you an overview of the reporting system, like an example of how the reports will look. So this way you kind of have an idea of that one. For whatever reason, my computer's like, I'm typing, but it's like playing catch up. I'm like, oh, my Lord. Amar, are we still on holiday mode here, or what's going on? Okay, there goes the first one. And then I'm going to send you the second one. Now, I am also what's considered the lead on the account. However, Anthony, I still like to always send you my information so that way you have it for your records. Now, of course, it's on the bottom of the emails too. But I'm also going to text it to you. So there's going to be two text messages that I'm going to be sending over to you. So the first one will say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. And I think I might have already sent you that one. If I'm not mistaken, I think you mentioned you did get it, right? It was like the very first one I sent you.
The text message? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did get that.
Now, as I mentioned to you, you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. We do everything in-house within our company. We don't outsource it. So whenever you have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Your time zone, we're here 10 to 7, okay, Monday through Friday. Now,
what I also did,
okay, if you look at that text for customer services phone number, I'm going to highly suggest that you save the phone number under your contacts under the name Local Splash, if you would save that 877 number, so that way you always have our phone number and you don't lose it. Okay. Now,
okay.
Also, if you look on there, it shows that you have a username. Your username is always going to be your phone number. Your password is Run Yahoo.
I see that.
Okay. That's, we already send you your credentials for your client dashboard. So, just so that way you already have it. Okay. So always for your client dashboard, you'll log in with your username being your phone number, and then your password would be the Run Yahoo, all lowercase. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now, for the account information, this is just for us. I have your first name as Anthony. What's your last name?
Phillips.
Phillips?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the phone number, as I see listed on the Google Business profile, and that should be the number listed anywhere that we're promoting you, 207-431-7913, correct?
Yep. Yep,
and that's
correct.
Also the best number for us to contact you as well. Okay.
Yep.
Now, just to clarify, and I know you did mention this earlier, so that address, the 932 West River Road, we're going to have them hide that address because we don't want anyone seeing where you live, correct?
That's not even the correct address.
Okay. Whose address is that? Was that his address?
That's my former boss. Yeah, that was his address.
Okay.
And
do
like
you
I said,
have
I tried
access?
To get that changed through Google. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you have
and
access
they
to the Google Business
it.
Profile? Okay. So, did he give you the access to that profile? Do you know?
I'm the one that set up the actual profile because he didn't
okay.
have one per se.
Okay. No worries. So, here's what we're going to do. we're going to do this. So I did see, okay, what is the address that you were trying to update it to?
31 Cleveland Road, Emden, Maine.
Okay, 31 Cleveland Road. All right, let me do this. Is that the one that's on the, is that the one that's on the Angie's Leads? 31 Cleveland Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
That should be.
Okay. Is that your home address? I mean, that's still your home address?
Correct.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. So we're going to update it, okay, and then we're going to hide the address. So part of our process when we're getting – so Google, because we're going to be changing the address and then hiding it, Google might want to re-verify you, okay? Did you go through the video verification by chance when you set it up?
No.
Would they send you the PIN code?
Yeah, it was a while ago that I tried to set this up, and I just haven't been back to it. But
okay, no worries.
I'm pretty sure it was a PIN code that I went to. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So typically, and that's probably why you're running into the problem. So basically, when we're going to do the update, okay, Google's going to require that you get that they re-pin you, okay, so that you get a new PIN code, because we're making that change to the address and then hiding it. So we're going to send you an email of some of the things that we require, which is part of Google's process. And you might have already seen this in the past, but they require like a picture of your work tools and or work equipment, business license, business insurance, if you have that, registration, because all they're doing is verifying that, yes, you are the actual owner to that business and who is making the change. Okay. So we'll help you through it. Don't worry about it. We do it all the time for business owners. So let me just update the address so that way they know this is where the little red dot is going to be at in that city and zip code. So let me just update that there. I'm glad we clarified that. So that's probably definitely why you've been having the problems.
Yeah. Okay.
That makes sense. And I have the zip code showing as 04958, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Anthony, now we're going to be going over billing, okay? So before I even process the payment, I will be walking you through a 90-second voice verification. It is for your protection that'll outline our service agreement. Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to just stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, review it with you, and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Christian Brothers Carpentry.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Hi, Anthony Phillips, sole proprietor.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Right. Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Anthony, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update, and we know that you're in the middle of a job. You can't just pick up the phone, right? All we're asking is that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Now, also be aware that you might have a company that's trying to call you and they're trying to sell you other type of online marketing. They are not associated with us, Anthony. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month, okay? Now, I'm also going to put a security question on your account here with us to protect it. So if you're ever unsure if it's us calling you or not, you're just going to ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know for a fact it wasn't us calling, okay? So your security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
First pet's name.
And what was your first pet's name?
Rocky.
Oh, okay. Now, anytime, like I said, if you're unsure if it's us calling you, always ask, what's my security question? Okay? Even if you believe it is us calling, still ask. Get into the habit of that, of asking, what's my security question? Okay? All right.
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to disclose any online marketing during the time of my agreement? In other words,
so
do
like,
I agree
mean,
to allow you?
What we're saying here is this. We're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. We're saying that before you do, just give us a call first to let us know so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. In other words, we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. So like if you said, for example, hey, I'm going to be doing Facebook ads, we would tell you don't do them because we're already including it in our package. So not only would you be spending more money, but that would hurt you more instead of help you. Okay?
Right.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is May 28th, 2024. In the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment would be charged on the 28th of June, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, it'll be a recurring payment. So what that means, Anthony, is that once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 28th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Anthony, all we ask is that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you just know, call 3 business days before the 28th if you need to pause it or cancel it. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to be using, does that have your name, the business name? Is it in both?
Actually, it has both.
Okay. Well, how does your name
work? My name with an abbreviation of the business.
Okay. So it says Anthony Phillips, or is there a middle initial?
Anthony S. Phillips.
S like Sam?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said, now it also has a business name, but how does a business name read on there? Because I think you said it's abbreviated.
Yeah, just CBC.
CBC, okay. And then is it the 31 Cleveland Road billing address?
Yeah.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
4694.
Mm-hmm.
4115.
Okay.
0804.
Uh-huh.
3843.
Expiration month and year?
February 27.
And the CVV code on the back?
147.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt. We send it to both your email and to you in a text message, and then we'll go over that as well in a couple minutes. The next thing I want you to start thinking of is how your schedule looks for today or tomorrow, if that works better. But I need a schedule. It's a client interview. The client interview is where the magic is going to happen, okay? You're going to speak with my technician about the website, the Facebook ads, your keywords. They're going to go over way more in detail. In fact, what we do is we block an hour. The appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. However, I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, okay? Now, you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay, just an FYI. But how does your schedule look for later today, like in the evening time? I could tell you, or I can go over with you what appointments I have available, and you can let me know what works for you.
Sure. Well, how about you tell me what you have available?
Okay. That might be better, right? Okay. So
yeah.
Whatever time I give you is in your time zone, okay? So today, I have an appointment available between 6 and 7 o'clock your time. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that should work for me. That's what I was hoping for, actually.
Okay, good. Let me do this. I am going to schedule. So for today, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? Between 6 and 7 o'clock, you just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, let's just say, Anthony, we called you and you're like in the middle of something and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, right? Just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to also send you to a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in that next hour just in case if it slips your mind, okay? And then I'll, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be actually the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. But if I'm not available, then they already know to call you directly, okay? So let me do this. I'm sending you the calendar invite now. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know when your appointment is today. So let me send that. Okay. Now, you and I are going to go over a few notes. I probably just maybe need 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be all done. But I do want to notate, you know, to my technicians so that they know where to start from. So under your services, I mean, obviously, carpentry, I'm putting framing. What else do you want me to notate on here under your services?
Remodeling.
Okay. Did you want me to put the hardwood flooring, or you let me know?
Laminate flooring.
Laminate, okay.
Yeah, laminate, click walk, I guess some people call it, flooring.
Click walk?
I definitely, I definitely can handle that. That's probably my number one.
Really?
Over everything.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I really just like doing it, so.
Nice. Now, are you focused with just residential for now, or do you want me to put both residential and commercial?
I don't know. See, the hard thing is I only got a few people working for me, so if I get in too big of a commercial job, I don't really have the people. I can, like I said, small commercial, I can do some things, but, you know, like, well, let's just say there's a couple of shops in Hollowell, a town near us, that flooded out, and we totally gutted it and remodeled it inside and out. But those were just local single business shops. It wasn't like we built a Walmart or something. You know.
Yeah, well, why don't I just put the residential for now? Now, that doesn't mean that someone still might not call you, right? But here's the beauty of it. Because you're not charged per call or per job, you can cherry pick the ones that you want to take. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, and I'm liking that better already. The more I talk to you, the more I'm thinking, I don't know how well. Anyways, yes, I appreciate this call.
Oh, you're so welcome. And now, It's not a requirement. I ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm insured. As far as carpentry goes, in the state of Maine, there really is no license.
Yeah. Do you have the registration or LLC?
I'm in the process of, actually, we just went and talked to the lawyer today. I'm in the process of transitioning that into my name.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So that was, he should be doing that today as far as I know, because we literally just left there an hour ago or so.
Okay, perfect. I'll just notate that on there. And then I know you mentioned you have access to the Facebook page and the website. You have the logo and you have pictures, right?
Yeah, well, I have plenty of pictures I can upload.
Okay, and business logo, you have that as well, or do you need us to recreate it?
No, I have it. I have access to it.
Okay, and then I'm going to put you, do you want me to put it at the 30-mile radius? The Facebook ads, just so you know, those can reach as far as 50 miles. Do you want me to just start you off at the 30, or what do you prefer?
Yes, for now. For now, 30 would be better from the zip code that I gave you.
Yes. Yes. From your zip code. From the updated address, right? Okay. No worries.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then I'm putting your hours are 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday closed, correct? That's what I see on the Google Business profile. Okay.
And that is not going to change.
Good for you. You know what? I'm like, and I mean this with all sincerity. I'm glad that you take days off only because as a business owner, I see it time and time again. I even see it with my own family members that would run their own business. They drive themselves into the ground. And then at the end of the day, they like literally have, you know, no time with family. They're burned out, you know, and it's important for you to kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's important for you. There you go. Recuperate. Yeah, it's hard on your body. You know what I mean? When you get to be my age, Anthony, you'll know what I'm talking about. I told my husband we did so much work on the house. I'm 52. We did so much work on the house. I'm not even joking. We did so much work on the house. We did, like, all kinds of, like, I mean, clean, like, spring cleaning, right? The garage, the backyard. I was like, I told my husband, if you haven't touched it in 2 years, it's going in the trash can or sell it. One or the other. And he's like, but you don't know if I'm going to need that again. He's like, you don't know if I'm going to need that again. I'm all, and I tell him,
and that's what I say.
And his name's Anthony, right? And I'm like, Anthony, you know, any other time it's honey, but I'm like, Anthony, if you haven't touched it in 2 years, you're not going to use it again. It's going in the trash or sell it on OfferUp. One or the other. If you leave it to me, I'm putting it in the trash can. So on yesterday, when I go to get up in the morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get the, I feel like I need WD-40 because it's taking me a while to get up. You would have swore I ran a marathon. I was hurting, but I'm all good now.
I'm
glad that you're, that you take those days off. Family's important too. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Okay.
Probably easier.
Perfect. And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Right now it's just cash and checks.
Okay.
I don't really have, I haven't set up, oh, actually, no, I do have a PayPal account through this Christian Brothers too. I do have
you
that.
You do? Okay. Do you want me to notate
that?
That
up. That's right.
Okay.
Sure, you can, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, is it like a business PayPal account you set up?
Yes, yes.
I'll have the technicians talk to you because we might be able to integrate it into that website. I believe we can, but I don't want to say for sure yes. I'll have them go over that with you because if they can integrate it, your clients can actually make their payments through the website.
Yep.
That'll go directly to your PayPal account, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Right. That would be.
Awesome. Yep. Now, I need you to find these two messages or emails that were sent to you. One is going to be initial invoice. The other one is going to say action photos needed to get verified. Whichever one you find first.
Initial invoice.
That one. Go ahead and open that up. And it'll go on.
It says, please click here.
Yes, click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. I need you to go towards the bottom where it says mobile phone. Make sure it's your phone number listed there.
Yeah, it is.
The two boxes underneath of it, you're going to check both of them. The first one is saying that you agree to receive text messages to your phone. The other one is saying that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is true and correct. At the bottom, Anthony,
yep.
What you're going to do is sign your name exactly as it reads there. After the S, do not put a period. Just Anthony space S space Phillips. You don't need to put the date because it is already there, and then you'll click on confirm signature. When you do that, it should take you to a page that's asking you to put the username and password. Let me know once you see that. You clicked in the two little boxes, and then at the bottom,
oh,
did
I
type your name correctly?
You did. I added a period after my initial.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah, no period. It's super case sensitive.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. And then when you get to where it's asking you to put the username and password, I wanted you to see this part because this is where you would go in and track your results with us, okay? So in about 5 to 7 days, start using your login that I sent you in that text message, your phone numbers, your username, and then it's run Yahoo is your password, okay? This is where you track your results with us, all right? Now, there's also another one that says action photos needed to get verified. So there's a list that we sent you of photos that we need, okay? Send us the ones that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. This is just going to help us because Google's going to re-verify you because we're updating the address, and then we're going to hide it. So it's just letting them know that, yes, you are the actual owner who's, you know, making the updated change, okay? So like I said, on that list, some of those you might not have, just send us what you can, okay? Now,
okay.
Starting from today, we're going to get moving. So the timeline I'm going to share with you, you'll get notifications as these steps are being processed. So starting from today, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories and start logging into your login credentials to start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and your website are going to be live. Those will be visible, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, the first page placement, our promise is always going to be 30 to 45 days for first page placement. That's always going to be our promise. But, Anthony, many times I've seen where it's happened sooner. Okay? So, in the meantime,